Okay, we're going to give a shiur now on kavanas of Pesach, the Yitzhak and Tzchaim from the Shah kavanas. And the Inyan is, obviously Inyan is Pesach, so we're going to read the Shah kavanas inside. Now I have to be magdim that the beginning is quite straightforward. It's very nice, the way it's sort of a medrash type of setup. Very simple. It tells you the reasons why we went down to Mitzrayim, what's the tikkun. And then the answer, Mamashi dips you down very deep into the kavanas, then it goes back up again into a little bit of medrash. That's the mahalach here. So Mitzvah Shem will try to mavaya the more difficult points. The more easy points, obviously, is more of a medrash with not much to say. There's quite a bit to say, but I'm not going to shtel on it. You can just look up the medrash. The Midoshim and Yaakov Shimoni and Medrash Rabbah, all the gemals which apply to this shtiklich. Okay, so let's start. Inyan Pesach v'Yitzias Tzayim. Hine, noda masha omu chazaki be'oysam hadoros v'rishonos dor enosh v'dor ha'floga silko d'shchini lemale b'rekia shviye mitachas abonosa.
Mechmas.
Zohar? Machmas, right, thank you. So we know, Takir, that through the averas of the various generations, that the Shechina, which was originally supposed to be down here, through the Ovis, Hem, Ragle Mekova, through the avoinus of all the generations, the Shechina was pushed up slowly but surely. The Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Mahalach Ein Ksiv Kan. I'm just reading here a little pirush over here in the Medrash Rabbah, and he says Mahal. It's Ein Ksiv Kan Ela Mithalach Mikafetz VeOilo. The Shechina was sent up slowly but surely. Ika Shechina Tachtonim Haisa. Kivash Shechod Adam Rishon Istalka Shechina Lirkia Rishona. First Chet was Adam Rishon. So the Shechina went up. Chet Kain. So Cain was the second stone pillar that made that the Shechina goes up. Dor Enosh was a third. Dor Mabul Revi, Dor Afloger Chamishi, Sedoimis Lishishi, Umitzchayim B'mei Avraham Lishvi. So through all those, that was the Makor Patish that would send it all the way up to the Rekia Shvi. Right. Zok Teshakavon. Veda ki Yisrael Shehayu Ba'osar Dor. Shel Shibud Mitzrayim ayu bechinas oisim nitzusus shel keri. Shel hot si odom arishon beoisam mea v'shloshim shonim ad shelo nolod shet kemo she'amru chazal. So that's the big yesod here we're learning, first of all, is that the ganze sibur why Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim was because simply one reason only, because the nitzutzutz of Keri, there was a Sheikh Zera Sheodom Rishon was Moitzi Levatola, and because of Odom Rishon, that Chet, that particular Chet, we went down to Mitzrayim.
How is that supposed to fit in with the fact of Ravina's
How does that fit in? I'm not sure how that fits in. Right now, I'm just telling you, reading the Arizal for face value. I'm sure there are many midrashim, many reasons why.
It's in the shape of his.
Huh?
It's in where the shape in those weeks.
Yeah. There are many, many different midrashim, many different timing given that we're learning Alpi Kabbalah. And according to Kabbalah, this is the reason given. Yeah, this is the reason given. Now, Be'etzim, we know a shtickler of this already from the Gemara Ilvin. The Gemara Ilvin in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, actually, there it says that Adam Rishon was noiled after Kuflamet Shanim, after he was posh from Chavon. Therefore, he was. After that, he was mezavig with Chava after 130 years. The Gemara's dorish that he was noiled bonim after 130 years. Mashma that he was noiled non bonim within the 130 years. So the Gemara's Meramis to that, there was Noilud, Shadim, Ruchim, Lilim, all these three types of neshamas that really don't have Gufim. So all that was Noilud within the 130 years. And because of those 130 years of that Hotzaz Zera, the Gemara says, how can it be? It was Chosid Haya. The Gemara answers that, nay, it was Mamish Be'oinis. Said it was oinus, but I call upon him these nitzutas need tikkunim, and these came out in the forum door mobile, door flogger, then door mitzrayim. So all these were gilgulim of the nitzutas of keri of Adam Rishon. Say them. So even with that, we gained a lot of havana. Now he's going to go with this sword all the way through, and he's going to mivar the even. Va'achikar bo gilgul door mobile. So Adam Rishon to the door marble. V'lechein ayu gam hem mashchitin zeram al ha'aretz ke'en ha'shoresh asher misham notzro v'chotzvo ad shenimucho. So their ganze tafkid of coming to the earth was to misaken the avera of hotzos zera levatola, and adrama they added to the problem. So because of that they were wiped out. Okay. וזה מה שאומר הקוסו ויר השם כי רבה רעס אדם האדם בארץ ונודע כי הקרן נקרא רע והמוצי נקרא רע כמו שאומר הקוסו והי עד ער בכל יהודה רע בעיני השם. So you see השם calls the הוצא זרע וכסיב אוי לראשו רע וכסיב לא יגורו רע כנדרש בספר זוהר. So you see that continuously that the Kadosh Baruch calls this Hotzor Zera Levatola Ra is a Dora, and therefore he had to wipe them out. Venimsa, ki Adora hu hayu mamash ra'as ha'odom. Possibly it's ra'as ha'odom. Why is it called ra'as ha'odom? Because of this, again, you do a this ra of this Hotzor Zera Levatola ha'odom, what they had ha'odom, hayudu hu odom rishon. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. וזה מה שאומר הקוסוב אמחס האודם אשר בראתי. הוא אודם הראשון, עצמו שנברא על ידי השם יסבורך עצמו, ואלו ניצוצוסוב. ורוצה למחסם. So הקדוש ברוך הוא was very angry, and the Pasuk Pashar, he was angry with the door mobile, but בעצם he was focusing his angriness to Adam Rishon because he started off this thing, this idiom. Va'achikachem atmo chozru v'nigalgu b'doam ha'flogger. Then it came out that doa flogger came out. Second chance, right? Let's see if they're going to get it right. Va'alem ksi v'yorod Hashem liros etzair v'esed migdol shabonu b'nei ha'odom. Again, the ha'odom bonoi da'odom kadma v'havenzei. Because again, this is all the sibba of their downfall again because of Adam HaRishon, Ha-Adam. Lechem nikru b'nei Ha-Adam l'ramos ki hayu tipos keri. Why are they called b'nei Ha-Adam? Because they come from Totsaras Adam HaRishon, again from these tipos keri. Lechem hem b'nei Ha-Adam ducha bli nukva. V'gam az hosifu l'achto עוד למרוד בעליון, אבל לא היו באויסר אובן הראשון של ההשחוס הזרע כדור המבל. But it wasn't as bad as the first generation דור המבל. וצורך שתדע כי הנה הנשומס הם כעניון הזוב הנוצר מבטן האדומה. Now at the end of the day, very good. Okay, so the yesod is that the reason why they had to go to Mitzrayim is because the Poshuk Pshat is it's a knas, right? The Pshat is that there was an Avera done, and then Nebuch, they're tied up in this Chozer Gilgul, Chozer Galgil, and therefore they have to go into Mitzrayim as a knas. But the emphasis is he's saying over here now that really it's not a knas. Really, it is a cleansing process. When you take out gold from the ground, what do you see? You see basically a piece of dirt. You don't give it any value, intrinsic value. It doesn't look like it's shavah very much. But rather, what do? You have to cleanse it and you have to purify it. And it's a very intensive process that if done on somebody's body would hurt them very much. Nevertheless, you have to do it. It doesn't shine, it's not bright at all. So Taka, the person who's cleaning the diamonds and the gold, really has to put himself to it over and over again until it gets become completely cleansed. Lo reze ki reze, or because zichuch mizdachich leat leat, has to do it very slowly. Ad asher kol hasigim nifchod min hazov, v'achar kach nikar hiyoso zov. Then finally you can see the brilliancy of the emistic jewel that you're holding. V'chein inyon hanish b'neshomos ki b'cheto shel adam rishon nit'ar v'tov ra, or b'pchat nitzutzos elu shel hakeri.
So that's exactly the Indian over here. So you had these ki'ilu, these neshamas without a goof. You had these neshamas, these shade and these lilim, and these ruchim, floating around from generation, being megalgil until Mitzrayim. And they were inside, the neshama taka was a taruvis of Tov v'ra. You might think it's a dover tuma. We're saying it's a dover tuma, dover ra. Be'etzem, it's a dover kodush ad ma'od. And really, what you have to do, you're not trying to mevatel them, but rather you're trying to elevate them, bring them back to their source, because they didn't come out. They didn't come out correctly. Ela sheyotzim nitzarvim bebiklip. So that's what's going on. So you have these levdik neshamas in Mitzrayim, and they need tikkun. So it's not a knas; it's a cleansing process. The Ainu, as soon as they came out of the goof without a neshama, they came into a mitzias called klipas. Instead of goofim, they came into a mitzias called klipim, which is surrounds them, sort of a hard shell, and therefore. And this is in general, all the kavanas with the exact same thing. It's called the inyan of birurim, and the inyan of birurim is to be moitzi them from the klipa and to elevate them, to bring them back into source, back to where they came from. Okay, that's the ganze inyan of all the kavanas. So that was the tikkun pashut. All the hard labor and the inuyim that they went through in Mitzrayim was basically to take away this klipa. We call it tuma, we call it impurity, sigim, whatever you want to call it. But the vault is this inuyim had to take it off. Now the Maaser, the Rav over here, the Arizal, does not really explain how the technique works exactly. How is it that a physical shibud takes away a spiritual tumor? So I was just thinking that maybe the pshat is that the vault is when somebody's bitzar, Rachman Etzlan, they automatically turn to Hashem. And we know that Hashem is Mikveh Hashem. And Mikveh Hashem is pshat, anything goes into a mikveh, comes out Torah. So the ganze inyan of the Shiva of Mitzrayim was the vault that they did tshuva in a big way. And the tshuva, the ultimate tshuva, is to be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the mikveh Hashem. As soon as they were tied in to the kavanas of Hashem, to the Eibush themselves, the Mikveh Hashem, that automatically released them from the tumor, from these klippas. So, I think that's the pshat here.
You see that the 4/5 plus whatever, whichever pshat you have, didn't. And even the people who came out, you still have Pesamicha.
So they didn't do tshuva properly. So it's, those who did come out, the 1/6 that did come out, did do tshuva. אני אמרתי שהאריזה לא מסביר איך שהשיבוד עצמה מסלק את הקליפות. אז אני אמרתי שעל ידי השיבוד הם עושים תשובה. פשוט, תשובה מדבק לחדש ברוך הוא, ועל ידי זה הקליפה מסתלקת מעצמה.
אז כל
הנשומת
שהיו
בדויר
שומש הרבים הם היו מדור אפלוג ודור מהות.
כן.
זה רק מדרדר.
אוקיי, אנחנו נדבר גם, בסדר, זה מה אנחנו באו ללמוד עכשיו, חידושים, אריזן זה רק חידושים. זה לא דבר מספרה, זה הפי נבואה פה. ובזה תבין טעם נכון, למה נגזר עליהם אוי זה שיבור הקשש שאין כמוהו? כי כנגד מה שחוטו בדור המבול להשחיד את זורם, נגזר עליהם כל הבן יולה ויהיו, תשליחו דוגמת אוינה של מבול עצמו. So he's now telling to the ganze history over here. So the door of Mabul, why did they get hit with a Mabul? Because since they were shofech kilu mayim, they were drowned in mayim. The keneged ma shechotu bedor ha-floga, right, they were building a binyan. Then what happened to them? The oynish was in Mitzrayim. The word haba v'nivle levenim nema v'yimoru et chayeim bechomer v'levin. They were stuck in the levenim. They had to work with the levenim. So it's mida keneged mida. V'kava rachti b'mokom acher. That's in Shav Sukim. B'zeh b'sod Shabbos v'dinim ara ve'iv called v'ayin shabbat. Okay, that's a different thing. Now, the shaila is now we have to understand. Is very good. So now we understand why the Yidden needed a tikkun. So we see Vaisuchas anyways, Kofonim, here we see that it's Ba'etzim, it wasn't really their fault. It's not like Ipsa, they did something wrong and then they get an oynish. So if you track it all the way back, Ba'etzim, it was all other volition. It's not a Musa Haskell here. Sometimes a person says, what did I do wrong? Actually, you didn't do anything wrong. But rather, you're in a collective whole that you are a small picture, and you have to misaka what previously was mekalkel.
You in terms of this mahalach once being not being going to become midrashim.
Which I like to know, there's many midrashim.
No, many midrashim talk about chutzim, which Chazal did in order that they got to.
Yeah, I'd rather there was some bechin of chatoyim, but you see but the etzem kilkul over here, he's drawing back to Odom Rishon, right? Is vaisechoyz over here that if it wasn't for this groyser chet of Odom Rishon, that they wouldn't have to go through a Mitzrayim. Actually, they would have their own private chatoyim and the private tikkunim. But to go down to a ganze Mitzrayim altogether, such a longer shibud, that had to be because of a big chet, Odom Rishon. Right. Now the shali is very good. So now we understand why the Yidden had to go through such a shibud. The shali is, what about Mitzrayim? How did Mitzrayim fit into this? Lama Mitzrayim ayu atafkid shelahem mishabed et Klal Yisrael. Anachnu achshon mevinim lama Klal Yisrael tzaruch tzarichim et tzatikun. And gilgulim shel Adam Rishon, aval. But we have to understand now what do the mitzrim have to do with him? That's what he's going to speak about now. Oh no, he yosef mishabed hashibud me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hatamu, the reason why they were mishabed to eretz Mitzrayim, who kihine know the bekol haneshomas boros min hachasodim yigvuras. That was like sort of ad kan the drushim. That I said you can read by yourself, but now he starts dipping a little bit into the kavanas here. Now, but these inyanim we learned already, so we're just going to do a quick chazor. So we know that when we speak about the spheres, right? We know that on the right hand side you have something called chokhmah, on the left hand side you have something called bina, and the tamsis of chokhmah. Go and the tamsis of bina go into a sphere which is called das. Now another word for this tamsis of chokhmah, tamsis of bina, is chasodim v'gvuos. So again, so we have chokhmah, bina, and das. Das is a collection of both chokhmah and bina. And if you open up the sphere of das, you find two inyanim called chasodim v'gvuos. So it doesn't mean chesed and gvuah, a little bit, but that's not really the inyan over here. The inyan is over here, as we said many times in the Otzos Chaim Shiurim and in the Shah Kavona Shiurim, that is what the Ariza calls a chug. In short, is called the Maim Megadlim Esa Ilan. A chug, chasodim v'gvuos, they are mispashit into the goof of the Paltzuf and make the Paltzuf grow. They are sort of referred to as different lashon over here. We'll see is called dam, blood. That is your blood flow. Without blood flow, your arms won't work, your legs won't work. Blood makes all your arteries work. Without that, you dry up. And therefore, that's what he's speaking about here. We know that shekol neshamos ba'oz, all the neshamos, ba'oz min chasadim v'gvuros. Chasadim v'gvuros, like the Leshem in many different places, refers to the chug as the two main koiches in the world. They grow everything. Mayim ve'esh, those are the two main koiches. Chasadim v'gvuros. So the neshamos come from this koach. Asher b'moach das, as we said, it comes from the spheres of das. Again, tamsis of chokhmah, tamsis of bina. Kisham tolui sod hazivu. Sod hazivu. We understand that as well. What's zivuk have to do with chasodim v'gvuros? Because I just told you that chokhmah is a tamsis, the chokhmah tamsis of chokhmah is chasodim, and the tamsis of bina is gvuros, and how did they get to a mokum called the kloliistic das through a zivug? Because you only pass shefa via zivug. That's a klal gadol, right? You can only mavir mamshich shefa from one sphere to the other sphere only at the zivug. So then you have these two koiches from chokhmah bina, and they're mavir al yedei, you mavir them through a zivu. Now, kemoshen ema akosu v'odom yada es chava ishto. We know we're talking about zivug over there. So well, what's the pasuk of saying he knew his wife? Because that's the way the zivug happens. The mosha hedu between odom v'ishto. The first connection they have is lav dafka, physical connection, but rather a mental connection, that they have a yediya of a zivug. The idea of the zivug itself creates what's called the tipa. And he creates his tipa in the das, and she creates her tipa in her das, and they are mamshi on that tipa until they're yosoides. And then they have a physical zivug. So you see that there is a musug of a zivug, and you can have a zivug menube in your das. That's what he's talking about over here. The zivug wasn't a physical, but you can also have a zivug on a mental level. A yediyah, the das. Shereim ha'akos v'aodom yodo eschav v'ishto. Another part of ish lo yeda'o. L'chein nikra das l'horos, ki misham nimshechas tipas ha'zivug nikra v'loshon yediyah k'niska. Because there, we find that from that mokum, the amshocha will come from the das, which is holding this goyse koach called chug, chasadim gvuros, and it's going to be mispashit into the goof. Mispashit into the goof. So we'll tie this all into what does it have to do with Pesach thing. Now, as we said, the ganze inyan over here, a ganze inyan of Pesach is this problem that Adam Rishon and Kuf Lamed Shonim is Mevatel Shechozer. Now, in order to do that, you have to be about Das. About Das meaning, you have to have a Yediyah, a Yeda. You have to have a Yediyah, and therefore you have to have a Zivug Menube in your Das. Obviously, we can say like this, that what's the Ganze Sibah of Mitzrayim is because there was created a pgam in the das. That's how it's referred to. There was a pgam in the das, because that's a not normal thing to have, a zivug menube. It's a more natural thing to have a zivug zochav in the keva. If you're having a zivug menube, there becomes a pgam in the das. Okay? Just keep that in the back of your mind. Now, let's go back to it. Uma gam ba'oisav neshama shel odo ahu shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah v'shalom. Kavani's vayad slenu ke Moshe hu bechinas adas. But we know that Moshe Rabbeinu also bechinas das, right? So are we going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the same boat as everybody else? That also he had a pagam and he also needed tikkun. So where was his shibut? Vaisof is that he didn't have a shibut whatsoever. So it's a bit of a kasha. V'chein kol ador. Everybody was called dol dea, like you were saying before. Dol dea. They're all mamash bechinas das, because they all come from the das of Adam Rishon. Hahu hem bechinas adas. El shem yotzu ela klipas. As we said, this koach, these neshamos that came up in Adam Rishon, mamish went straight out into the klipas. Therefore, these heilige neshamos, there was a tovus of tov v'ra. Lesivas heyois heyoisam tipos keri b'meir v'shloshim shanim kodem shenolat shet. Aval Moshe haye bebechinas shet atzma kenoda. So this matars to the kasha. The emes Moshe Rabbeinu was not a chilek of this dor there, but rather he did not come from Adam Rishon as vice versa. Rather, indirectly came Adam Rishon from Sheit. And from Sheit onwards, that's when Adam Rishon was Noila Gufi Mamish, Alidea and the Keva. And that's where he came up from. So he did not have this pagam of the Sheikh Zer Levatol. V'lachin, all of Itma, Tire Oyser Ki Tovhu, he was Tov. There was no Tavuz Ra. V'einu Kashe Tipus Ra'os Shel Adam Rishon, B'meir Shloshin Shana, Ki Ache Kulam Nolot Sheit Bidmus Kitzalmo. Kitzalmo. Right, as the Gemara says in Iruvi, that Mikuf Lamed Shana, within the Kuf Lamed Shana, there were only Sheidim, Ruchim, Velililim, Kidlo Kitzalmo. But after Shed, then it was Kitzalmo, then they were born with Kufim. Aval Acherim, Hayu Bimdmus Sheidim, Ruchim, Velilim, like the Gemara says in Iruvi. Ulachin Oma Moshe Alehem, Al Ere Brasi. Okay, is everybody getting the picture a little bit? So what's going on? זה גוף העניין. יותר שאתה נופל, יותר שאתה יכול להגיע. ולהיות כי כל עושה הדור היו בבחין הזה דעס, ונודע כי כשחוז ושולם פוגעים למטה באיזה מידה ספירה עליונה, הנה הם גור מן הקלי שידאחזו ויקח שפע מן המקור ההוא שנפקע. Oh, so now we're going to start this understanding the role that Mitzrayim had in all this, because there was a pgam in the das, and he's telling you a klal godol that wherever you are holding, for example, if your sholish of your neshoma is in das, like in this dol deyam, therefore there is a groyse mokum for nevuah. There are groyse tamid, they had the potential of becoming groyse neviim tamid chachamim mitzad acher. They can fall terribly. And wherever they're going to fall, something else is going to take the place. So therefore, since they're not using their potential, and when we talk about potential, we're talking about the shefa, that they're supposed to be yearning from this mokum adas, then the unique of the klipas comes along and is yearning from this. As we explained many times, that either there's in a triangle. So this is the shefa on top over here, and if Klal Yisrael are using that shefa, it goes to their tzino, and if they're not using the shefa, then the shefa is going to go down to Rachman Etzlan, to the tzino hafuch, which goes to the Kali. So the Obe Zoi Taki, the Kali grew immense. In the same way they had a great potential becoming the Nevi'im, and Goyse mentioned, the Kali took that Shefa and used these Goyse Koyches. B'lachen, Yoldu Yisrael L'Mitzrayim Shem Soda Kali Hayosheves Ba'achorayim Shel Dase Elyon. We'll see later on that Riza calls Paro a Goyse Mekashev. He was a Goyse Mekubal. He knew all the Inyonim. He knew, come out all the Inyanim, and therefore he had the koach to lead up and to be yearning from Groys' spiritual powers, which comes all the way up to the Das. Now, which Das are we talking about? We're talking about Za. Za Ze Ampin is the spiritual counterpart for Klal Yisrael. And we're talking about over here the Klal Yisrael coming from the Das to Za. And we bowed the Das Zah, there was a Pagam now, that gave a potential for the Klipas now to go up to the Das of Zah to be Yoinik from the place where the Klal Yisrael should have been Yoinik. And all the Zohar Taka will make sense that Klal Yisrael now were Meshubit to the Klippas, which is power and Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim. The Kemosh is by the Etzleinu Be'ino Mitzrayim Shuhu Meitzar Ha'elyon Shuhu Agoron. So he's endorsed the Veltas here. Mitzrayim, it's Meitzar. We know it's a Mokum Tzar. What does that mean? Mokum Tzar refers back to the Goron. Well, Paru O'Oref, we know this as well, that the change around the letters of power makes O'Oref. So again, all this Klippa was gramping, was leading upwards, all the way up to Mamish, the back of the throat of Zah, and Mamish being yawning from Zer Ampin himself, Rachman Aslan. Paru O'Oref, Akashi Ba'achwe Adas, Vayo Oizem Akali, Ne'achozi, Ve'yonkim, Kol Shefa Nimshach Min Adas, the Zah. You imagine? You cannot imagine what's going on over here. You understand? Zah is the ganze mitzias of everything we have. All the universes, everything you see with the biggest telescope, the galaxies, everything is bechlal Zah. And you can imagine the koch ra was yearning from the highest bechinas of Zah. Lo yom ha-gemisupa. But they are kamat a ganze achiza on the whole spiritual reality that we know as reality ourselves. You can imagine how the Ra was at its pinnacle of evilness. V'lachen Yisrael shvo'os ador shehem had min hadas, they come to that area. Ela shahayu besod pgam, because again, like, there was a pgam in the das of Adam Rishon. Shahayu b'chines nitzutzus keri. V'lachen nitavdu leparo u'mitzrayim v'yonkin kol ha'shefa hadas. Therefore, they had this potential now, the klippas, to be yearning where the shefa was no longer going. Yohan kihem gomu l'kol zeim. וכל הנה לגולוס הזה של מצרים היו לצרף ולתקן בחינס ניצוץ את הקדוש שלהם. The ganze shivut Mitzrayim was what? To mitzaken these nitzutzes that came out from the other region. Besod ויוצא יצחם מקור הבעל זה ממצרים. ואבן זה כנדמי מצרים אל קור אשר בתוך הניתח That's the ganze inyan over here, is that the Yidden had to go into the Shibud Mitzrayim. Why? Again, because these are the gilgulim of the neshamas of these nitzutzus, the kedoshos of Adam Rishon, and they had to be purified. That means the klipa, which surrounded these heilige neshamas, had to be separated in order for these neshamas to go back into mesakin themselves, back to source. והנה נודע, כי בחינס למעלה אחיז ובחיצוינס באיזה סבירה הם חז ושולם מחמס מייסי התחתונים הרואים. We know that we are the cause of our own trouble. That's a very important, I'm going to repeat that. We are the cause of our own trouble. Anybody who suffers, he suffers as at his own hands. Because when a person does a ched, he allows the klipas to come in, to be yearning from a potential shefa that he was supposed to receive, and therefore that klipa gets empowered. And not only that, that klipa himself goes back in mazikyo. V'hinu mistalek hashefa min amokam ohu kidei shelo yotze hashefa ra misham achitzonim. So I'm going to read that again. V'hinu noda ki behayos lemal b'achitzas achitzonim be'ezet svira v'chat v'sholom macham asmais etachdon moraim hinu mistalek hashefa min amokam ohu kidei shelo yotze hashefa ra misham el achitzonim. Oh, this is that solo gedoyla. Now this is where the Eibushter steps in. He says the matzav is alapanim, as the Israelis say. Right, the Mitzrayim have the upper hand. They're at the pinnacle of their evilness, and their power is tremendous at this point in time. And there's no hope for the Klal Yisrael whatsoever. They're underhanded, and the powers of power Mitzrayim are just growing and growing and growing. So the Eibushter, what does he do? What does he do at this point? What does he do? He pulls the chair underneath the Mitzrayim. You know what I mean? He just removes the ganze metzias of the ganze spiritual world. He removes it out of the grasps of Paro and Mitzrayim. He lifts it up and above their grasps. He changes the ganze mareches ashamayim in order for them not to soak up more than they was the acceptable level. He just mamish took it out of their hands. המצרים היה בזמן הזה ממש הם יונקים מדס דזה. אתה מאמין מה זה? דס דזה, ממש הקליפות היה כל כך גדול, היונק מדס דזה. אז מה הקדוש ברוך הוא עשה? הקדוש ברוך הוא בא בלא זכות כלל ישראל, בכלל הוא בא, הוא מסלק את כל המקום הזה והניר זה למעלה מהאחיזה שלהם. אני אסביר. So that's what he's done over here. כמו שעוד הדיחה בעניין האצילוס זה, בתחיל את האצילוס בחינס שש קצורס בלבד. Now he's going to give you a little background information. In the creation of זה, זה אמפין, which is very important to understand, זה אמפין has three stages. The first stage is called Ibu. Second stage is called Yenika. Third stage in the life of Zah is called Gadlus. Pshuto k'mashmo, Ibo means he's still in the mother's womb. Yenika has come out already and he's grown. And Gadlus is when he starts becoming a Golo. Means Baal Das. In Sviris, we can measure it up like this. Ibo, when Zah is created in the Ibo stage, he has six spheres. Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, נצח חודיסון. זה זה בזמן האיבו שלו. יש לו שש קצוות. שש ספירות. זה וק. אבא בוס.
שזה שלוש.
כן. הגמר, והגמר עושה איזה נידר, אין תפלא מרמוד בייס, that what does a Vlad look like? במה היא אימו? Like a Vlad, which is like a pinkas שמקופל. That his head is between his legs, and his chest, his legs, his thighs connected, his chest, and his knees on his backside. So he's mamash mekupel. That means his nahi is on his chagas. His nahi is covering up the chagas. So you don't see the chagas. The etzim, for all intents and purposes, you can say that the ibo is only a nahi. But you have to know about it that there's shesh ketovs over there. In the stage of yenika, second stage, then you have his mekupel himself. He extends himself. Then you see the six spheres. And then finally, in the stage of Gadlus, that's when he gets to the other three, Chochm bin Adas, and therefore he has his ten spheres. Now you have to understand that, obviously we understand that when you look at the Ibul, he has a head. What I mean that he has six spheres doesn't mean he doesn't have a head. Right? Avadi has a head, he has ten spheres, but we don't recognize it, reckon with the Kalim Shabbat, but rather we're talking about the stages of growth. And the stages of growth, we'll talk the Chabad, the capital stage is called Mochin. The Mochin, that means intelligence. That at what point does he get the intelligence? Not when he's a child in the mother's womb, not in the stage of Yenika, but rather when he grows up later on, then he gets a form of intelligence called Mochin. That's what we call it, it's another three Chokhmah Bina Das, that's called the Mochin. Okay, so that's what he says over here. Betchila yid atziloso b'china shesh ketovas b'lvav. V'lo kolul me'eser sfios shabo. Like I said, avada yid eser sfios, but we're not talking about the mochim shabo yet. V'nimza ki b'yitzchaza yid achez paro u'mitzrayim b'das erion b'doa hu choza zalim l'kadmuso ki b'zman heyoisa b'ibo rishon gav imaylo. Then Kolchbo made a transition, a tremendous nest that he reversed the Zah to go back to what he was. You imagine a child comes out of his mother, then all of a sudden he goes back into his mother. It's an amazing shino in the teva of the Metzias. Kibizman hayes be ibul rishon gavi my law. Seder tlat kelilan tlat kenoda Israel. זה מה שאתה אמרת. תלת כלילן תלת, זאת אומרת, הנאי מקופל על החגה. So the Mefarshim say over here, this can't be. Bechalal, this can't be pshat over here. Because once you take away Zah, and you shorten Zah, you take away this chelik of Zah, what he's saying, reverse it back to the Ibur, you just wiped out the ganze mitzias of the whole world. Again, because the whole world is taller in the spiritual world. And if you're going to fold up the spiritual world, then you're going to fold up the ganze mitzias as we know it today. And even then you're there, they can't be. So rather they say over here, the pshat over here, the Meir Papirish of the Yitzchayim, on the Shah Kavonos, says the pshat over here, we're talking about the pnimius of that. The exterior part of Zah stayed as it was. But rather, we're talking about the spashis of the chug, the pnimius of Zah, which was taken away out of the grips of the mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. V'hini zah acheh shenoylod v'yotzeh mibeten ima ilo yesh lo zman katnus v'zman gadlus u'muchachu shebekol zman me'ilo shlosha yeh b'chines mopen. So Avad, like I told you, the different stages and growth of zah, and he gets the intellect as he's growing. It's called zman katnus v'zman gadlus. V'gamno zah sheyefshar lo lekabel mochim im lo adei shilabeshu t'chilo v'tochnai de ima. Then it goes into Zah. Ela shebizman ibo rishon or bizman katnus eimlo ela nai de ima b'chinas chitzon yusam bilvad kimuvu atzleinu b'mekoyimo. Now it's a completely new inyan, it's a continuation of the inyan, but a different nekuda. So it's like this, that what we're saying about over here, this is very important. By the way, everything that we learn always repeats itself. So we might be learning the drush of Rosh Hashanah, the drush of Sukkot or Purim or whatnot, but you just have to understand that everything's being said the exact same inyanim are coming back over and over again. Now maybe you can't see it that way because he's changing his words constantly, but that's just for a simple reason to confuse you. No other reason, just to confuse you, right? But Baruch Hashem, we're here to become chabur, to understand, to be masbir, that all these inyanim just come back over and over again. So we did the drush of Purim not long ago, so this is the exact same inyan that we'll see over here. That every time you get shefa, the shefa comes into what a bechina called the chitzonius of ima. And that is the levush for the mochim of ima and abba. That means like this, that when the mochim come down from Zah, they have to be meluvish in what's called the chitzonius of ima of abba. And through that, these cushions, that is able, then Zah is able to absorb this mochim into his body. And that will make him grow. Okay, so that's a very, very important nekuda. So I think we're going to have to stop here because it's a very, very long drush. I didn't think I thought we'd get a bit further than that, but Sashem, we have to continue at a later date, Sashem. Okay.